Scalise, Pelosi's personal vendetta came out, Trump acquitted for life. By Jeff Poor on February 18, 2020. Monday during an appearance on Fox News, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in an interview with network contributor Ed Henry for allowing her personal vendetta against President Donald Trump to be incorporated in the House of Representatives' impeachment efforts. "It's really sad when you watch it," Scalise said. "You know, it's like again, the personal vendetta comes out. That we should be putting our political or personal differences on the side. You fight passionately for the things you believe in, but you shouldn't make things personal." And clearly, she's crossed that line. But again, the president was acquitted for life. And go look at the vote. It really did happen. But ultimately, it was her case. You know, it was the House case, the witnesses they brought. "They didn't let us bring our own witnesses, by the way, Ed. We had a list of witnesses," he continued. "We were guaranteed under House rules an entire day of hearings for the minority. And Speaker Pelosi shredded that rule like she ripped the State of the Union address. That's how little respect she had for witnesses being brought in the House. And then it turns out they didn't make their case. The public didn't buy it because they saw through that it was a personal vendetta. There was no crime. And instead of just recognizing and moving on, they talk about impeachment again because it's all they've got. Look, there's an election coming up in a few months. The people of this country will decide." He also said Democrats are disappointed in the presidential candidate choices, which explains some of their behavior. "I know they're disappointed in their field," he said. "You can see it. They know that no matter who comes out in that socialist Democrat primary, nobody is excited about the field. I was in Iowa. I was in New Hampshire. The Trump voters are passionately excited. And frankly, in larger numbers than we've ever seen. And the Democratic side is depressed. But you don't just keep harassing the president because you're disappointed in your own presidential field." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.